Welcome to Diabetes Unplugged. Welcome to this week's episode of Diabetes Unplugged. If you are new to the podcast community, this is a space where we shine light on life beyond the diagnosis, which means that we explore the full spectrum of experiences and challenges that individuals with diabetes face beyond just managing their condition. It means that we dive into topics like health, relationships, food, lifestyle choices, and personal growth, all through the lens of holistic wellness. This is also where we dare to redefine the way we approach diabetes wellness. And I do that by not only empowering individuals with how to navigate and reverse diabetes and its complications, but also teaching you how to thrive beyond your diagnosis, which is really important. So with that being said, today I'm going to be tackling yet another crucial topic, which I have been having a lot of dialogue around within the last couple of weeks. It's been very frustrating for me, if I'm being completely honest, not with the questions that I've been asking, but just to come to the realization by how unheard a lot of people are feeling by their primary, physicians. It's a little bit frustrating. So I wanted to create this episode on how to interview your doctor for the best diabetes support. I think way too often we make the mistake of selecting our primary care physicians without asking the right questions. And so we might choose them solely based on convenience. You know, maybe they're the closest doctor to us or something like that, or even appearance. Like I know for me, when I was seeing Western medicine doctors, I would choose a doctor kind of solely based on if they were Black or not. I just kind of figured if they looked like me that they would understand me a little bit better. And in my experience, I will say that I have had a better experience with Black doctors, but that's not always the case for everybody. I think it really truly depends on their schooling and how attached to the Western medical system they are. But I know for me, I would sort of have this blind loyalty to having doctors that looked like me without really considering whether or not they were truly aligned with my health goals and my values. And a lot of times that's what we do. But the truth is, finding the right doctor is sort of like having to conduct interviews for an employee, which sounds really overwhelming because it is, right? It does take some time to go through the process of elimination. That just is what it is. But at the end of the day, this is the person or people, right? Because you want to have a healthcare team. This is the person primarily that you're entrusting with your health, right? And not just your health, but let's be real, you're entrusting them with your life. Like they're making decisions about your health that impact your life and your overall well-being. So it is crucial to ensure that they're the right fit for you. And sometimes that means you go through a few doctors, but I wanted to create this episode so you can kind of speed up that process and not have to go through that trial and error of trying so many different doctors before you find the right one. If you're asking the right questions beforehand, that can make all the difference in receiving the best diabetes support. So this is all about empowering yourself with knowledge and understanding so that way, ultimately, you can advocate for your health, which is really important. As a holistic practitioner myself, I have seen firsthand, both personally and professionally, the importance of finding a doctor that takes a comprehensive approach to your care. And these five questions that I'm going to give you today are designed to help you navigate your doctor interviews with confidence and also ensure that you're receiving the holistic support that you need for optimal health and well-being. So before we jump into those five questions, I want to be really clear when I say holistic or comprehensive support, because I think that those words, comprehensive and holistic, they're kind of thrown around, but I think that there's a lack of understanding of what that really means. So when I refer to a holistic approach, which is what I do, this is an approach that addresses the entirety of an individual's well-being. So it encompasses the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual aspects of one's health. So rather than focusing solely on treating symptoms, like high blood sugar is a symptom, or even rather than focusing on a specific health condition like diabetes, holistic support considers the interconnectedness of all aspects of a person's life and then aims to promote balance and harmony so that every aspect of an individual's life can function optimally, right? Like you want to have that balance and harmony in all areas that impact your life. So I want to encourage you to grab a pen and paper, maybe you get something to drink, get your water or whatever. I've been sipping on these wild wonder drinks for the last couple of weeks. And when I tell you, if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen the reel that I created on it. But I've been loving them. And I actually have a discount code for you guys that you can find in the show notes below for Wild Wonder Drinks. They're really great. They're blood sugar friendly. They're sweetened with agave and monk fruit. And I've just been living my best life drinking these. They're a prebiotic and probiotic carbonated drink. So it's kind of like a soda or a pop, depending on what you say and where you're from. But they're really good. They're really, really good. I've been loving them. So I have one of those somewhere around me while I'm making this episode. So grab your pen and paper, grab you a drink or something, because we're going to jump into these five questions right now. Okay. So question number one, right? You're going to ask your doctor, write this down. What is your approach to diabetes management? And how do you integrate holistic practices into your treatment plans? This one question can drastically impact your experience with any doctor, okay? Without clarity on how your doctor approaches diabetes care and whether they integrate holistic practices into their treatment plans, you might find yourself at odds with their recommendations or more than likely feeling dissatisfied with the level of support that you're receiving. So for example, if your doctor is primarily focused on pharmaceutical interventions and traditional medical treatments, they might prioritize medication over lifestyle changes or holistic interventions, okay? And this could lead to more so that reliance on medications without addressing the underlying lifestyle factors that contribute to diabetes, so your diet and stress and sleep habits. This is more often than not the type of doctors that people are dealing with, okay? On the other hand, if your doctor does take a holistic approach to diabetes management, they may actually emphasize lifestyle modifications and nutrition and stress management techniques alongside the medical treatments, okay? They may not be 100% holistic. They may still recommend certain medications, but they will at least be a little bit more open to the lifestyle factors and integrating them alongside medication. So ultimately, not aligning with your doctor's philosophy for diabetes management is going to result in a lot of frustration and confusion and really just suboptimal health outcomes. You're not going to get the results that you want because you don't believe what they're telling you, and you're going to feel like they have an agenda, okay? But when you ask upfront about their approach, you can pretty much ensure that your doctor and you are going to be on the same page and working together towards your health goals in a way that resonates with you. And that way, when you go to ask questions or if they recommend something that you don't necessarily agree with or understand, now that you know their philosophy, which is pretty much just basically the philosophy represents what they believe to be true about your ability to overcome this or any other condition. So when you know their philosophy up front, you won't feel afraid to advocate for yourself or like there's certain things that you can't ask or try when it comes to your plan because you know what kind of outlook or mindset they have as they help you navigate diabetes, okay? So that question number one is super, super important. And before we jump into number two, I just want to say this. You have to remember that you are hiring them. They are not hiring you. You go to the doctor to tell them what's going on with your body, not for them to tell you, okay? I think the issue that we run into more often than not is we are relying on our doctors to know more about our bodies than we know about our bodies. And that is how they're able to stick us with a bunch of medications or have us, you know, do certain things or whatever that don't really necessarily feel right to us, but we have relinquished our voice or, you know, our control over our health to them because we figure, you know, we should obviously be able to trust our doctors. They went to school for this and all those kinds of things. But what you have to understand first and foremost, that doctors are trained in medicine. They are not trained in nutrition. Okay. They're not trained in lifestyle factors and different things like that. They are trained to match a symptom with a pill. That's their training, specifically when we're talking about Western medicine practitioners, okay? So the point is, remember that when you're interviewing these doctors and you're going into the doctor's offices, you have to advocate for yourself. You have to know what's going on with your body, you know, and not necessarily the medical terms or anything like that, but saying, hey, I have a headache. I feel like it could be this, you know, that kind of thing. You tell them so they can support you. So if you ask this question, you know, question number one or any of these questions really, and their response is not what you're looking for, keep looking until you find someone that does give you the answers that you're looking for. Because if you go to the doctor with a problem and they're not able to support you in the way that you're needing support because you failed to ask the right questions ahead of time, and now all of a sudden there's a bigger issue that you need them to help you with, and the only answer they give you is to, number one, blame it on your condition, or number two, take your medication, you're going to be really upset. So I just want you to remember that, again, you are going through this process because you are hiring them. You tell them what you are needing, and their job is to support you. Question number two is also a really good one. Question number two that I want you to ask your doctor, can we discuss lifestyle factors such as diet, stress management, and exercise as a part of my treatment plan? When you're dealing with Western medicine doctors, this question is crucial. When you ask about lifestyle factors like diet, stress management, and exercise as a part of your treatment plan, it's important for a lot of different reasons, okay? Number one, diabetes management is multifaceted. It requires a comprehensive approach that goes beyond medication alone. Diabetes is a lifestyle disease, so lifestyle factors play a significant role in blood sugar control. So it's going to be essential for you to find a doctor who acknowledges their importance. When you discuss these lifestyle factors with your physician, you're ensuring that your treatment plan is tailored to your unique needs and preferences. A doctor who considers diet and stress management and exercise as integral parts of diabetes care is more likely to provide personalized guidance and support, which will then lead to better health outcomes. Furthermore, addressing lifestyle factors is going to foster a more collaborative relationship between you and your doctor, because that's what this is all about. You and your doctor are a team. It's like any other relationship that you have. And when a relationship is one-sided, where your doctor is making all the decisions, that's when the relationship falls apart and you start dreading going to your appointments. Because then it's like, man, like, I got to go see this doctor and, you know, I can't stand him. And like, you know how we do, right? So this question is going to allow for more open communication and also shared decision-making, which is going to empower you to actively participate in your health journey. So when you ask about lifestyle factors, this is going to demonstrate your commitment. You know, it's going to allow your doctor to see how committed you are to that holistic approach. And then, you know, it allows them to also value that comprehensive care as well. Question number three, are there alternative therapies or complementary treatments that you recommend for managing diabetes? I love this question. I love this question. And I want you to remember, all the questions we're asking are so that we can see where their head is at. This question shows that you are proactive and that you are invested in exploring the holistic approaches to diabetes management beyond those traditional medical treatments. This question is going to prompt your physician to consider alternative measures, which might include not only lifestyle medications and dietary changes, but also natural supplementation or complementary therapies such as acupuncture or yoga or mindset practices. A physician who's open to discussing these options is more likely to engage in that collaborative decision-making with you that we talked about, okay? They're going to take into account your lifestyle and your beliefs and your health goals. Also, when you're talking about alternative therapies, this is also going to signal your interest in addressing root causes of your diabetes, like insulin resistance, right? Or certain lifestyle habits, and also promoting that kind of overall well-being rather than just simply managing those symptoms, right? The symptom of high blood sugar. So ultimately, by posing this question, you are going to empower yourself to advocate for a more personalized approach to diabetes management, which is what all of this is about. Asking about alternative therapies is going to signal your interest in addressing the root causes of diabetes and promoting overall well-being rather than simply managing the symptoms with medication alone. So by posing this question, you're going to empower yourself to advocate for a more personalized approach to diabetes management while also assessing whether your potential primary care physician is open-minded, knowledgeable, and supportive of holistic health practices. So that's question number three. Before we continue today's conversation, I want to address something that might resonate with many of you in the diabetes community. When diagnosed with diabetes, it's common to feel overwhelmed and resort to drastic measures like severe diet restrictions and excessive exercise. Yet this often leads to frustration, fear, and unpredictable blood sugar levels. I have definitely been there, and it's this unsustainable approach combined with the lack of guidance from conventional medicine that fueled my passion to create my 5-day blood sugar reboot program. This program has empowered countless individuals to naturally lower their blood sugar levels by 50 to 100 or more points in literally 5 days. Inside the 5-day blood sugar reboot, you'll discover an easy-to-follow blueprint that tackles the four pillars of diabetes reversal in a simplified, helpful, empowering, and achievable way. To learn more, join my free masterclass on how to naturally reverse diabetes and eliminate the need for diabetic medications and receive a special promo price off of my 5-day blood sugar reboot. Check out the show notes for more details, and let's get back into today's episode. Question number four, how do you support patients in achieving emotional well-being and mental health alongside their physical health goals? Love this question as well. One of the very first conversations that I have with every single client or every person who joins one of my programs is stress management. I cannot stress enough that diabetes is not just a physical condition. It also has significant emotional and psychological impacts. Living with diabetes can be overwhelming, stressful, emotionally taxing. It leads to anxiety, depression, and burnout. Therefore, having a healthcare practitioner who acknowledges and addresses these aspects of diabetes care is essential for your overall well-being. There is nothing worse than having a doctor that undermines the impact that diabetes is having on your mental health, because mental health issues such as depression and anxiety can directly impact diabetes management. Stress and negative emotions affect your blood sugar levels every single day of the week, and that makes it more challenging to control your diabetes effectively. So a physician who understands the interplay between mental health and diabetes is going to be able to provide tailored support and interventions to help their patients cope with the emotional challenges while managing their condition. So it's twofold. And by addressing emotional well-being and mental health in diabetes care, that's going to foster a stronger patient-provider relationship built on trust and empathy. That is imperative. When you feel heard, understood, and supported by your healthcare team, you're more likely to actively engage in your treatment plan and follow the recommendations which enhance your outcomes and overall satisfaction with your healthcare services. So this is why 100% of the people who have decided to work with me in any capacity decided to do so, because I understand the complexities of diabetes, but more than that, I have a way of making them feel seen and heard, especially since diabetes is such an isolating disease. There are many things that as a diabetic, you don't talk about because you feel so misunderstood. And there's also a lot of disappointment and shame that comes along with it. Trust me, I know. I've been there, okay? So when you find a practitioner that understands what you're going through, almost without you even having to say much, because they ask the right questions and they're actively listening to you, but they also feel your aura and your energy behind, you know, what you're saying or not saying. Baby, listen, that's how you know you found the right one. It is a relationship, and it is an energetic exchange. It is an energetic exchange. That is super, super important when finding your practitioner, okay? But that's also why finding a doctor in Western medicine can be challenging, because spending 15 minutes with someone once every 3 months doesn't really give you much time to foster a relationship. Not that it's impossible, but that is the experience most times. Question number five, we got through this pretty quickly. Question number five is, can we collaborate on setting personalized goals and creating a tailored treatment plan that reflects my individual needs and preferences? Diabetes management is not a one-size-fits-all. It's not. Individualized care is crucial for making sure that you get the outcomes you desire. What works for one person may not work for you. So by discussing the possibility of collaborating on goal setting and treatment planning, you're going to make sure that your physician takes into account your unique needs, your unique preferences, and your unique circumstances when designing your care plan. This is really important, okay? So for example, let's say you're a person that has a busy schedule with irregular work hours on top of your family responsibilities. And when discussing your treatment plan with your primary care physician, you express your concerns about finding time for regular exercise and, you know, challenges with meal planning. If you're working with a doctor that's open to prioritizing your individual needs, they're going to help you come up with a plan that maybe includes simple exercise routines that you can incorporate into your regimen. And also maybe some more practical dietary, you know, guidelines or whatever that you can work with. So this is how a collaborative approach ensures that your treatment plan is personalized to your individual needs. On the other hand, let's say that your primary care physician recommends a strict diet and exercise regimen that requires a significant time commitment. This recommendation doesn't take into account your busy schedule or your dietary preferences. And on top of that, despite expressing your concerns, the physician insists on the same approach without offering alternatives or considering your personal circumstances. So as a result, you're going to find it really challenging to stick to, and ultimately it's going to leave you feeling frustrated and like there's no progress being made. So we can totally see the difference when healthy collaboration is involved. And it also gives you a sense of ownership over your health, and it increases the likelihood of not only achieving, but maintaining your health goals. So those are the five questions that I want for you to write down if you haven't already. If you haven't, listen to this episode from the beginning so you can get it in your system. But write these down and be very intentional when you're looking for your doctors to ask these questions and listen to what they are saying. Ultimately, these questions are about hearing what their perspective is and what their beliefs are and where their mindset is. And you may find that in the beginning, you asked all these questions and they told you everything that you wanted to hear and whatnot. And then later on down the road, you know, it's not aligning with what they said in the beginning. And in those cases, it's important for you to speak up. It's important for you to reiterate what your expectations are. Again, you are hiring them. They are not hiring you. Remember that. So that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Diabetes Unplugged. I hope that you found the information about how to interview your doctor very valuable and empowering. And if you're interested in working with me, again, I am a functional nutritional therapy practitioner that specializes in diabetes and blood sugar regulation. And my philosophy is 100% through the lens of holistic nutrition and care. So for more information and to see if we will be a good fit for each other, you can feel free to schedule a consultation through the link that is provided in the show notes. I wish you all the best journey possible to optimal health and wellness. Continue to take care of yourself, and I will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Diabetes Unplugged. If you enjoyed this conversation, follow me over on Instagram to join the ongoing discussion sparked by this week's episode. You can find all my social media handles in the show notes, and you can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And for more insightful blogs, support, and other digital downloads, head over to queenyxnutrition.com. Until next time, take care and keep striving for your health goals. See you next week.